Wall Street has been volatile due to the president's escalating trade war with China. North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis says he supports President Trump's approach. Speaking at a Charlotte Business Alliance roundtable Tuesday, Tillis says the U.S. must confront China now. WFAE Steve Harrison has this report.
Tillis says the U.S. may suffer short-term economic pain to get what he says is a good trade deal.
Now, what does that mean? It means that there could be some damage along the way. If this is a protracted war, then there is always a consequence. Some businesses, some sectors could suffer. And I'm painfully aware of that and try to take care of those cases on a day-to-day basis.
One problem, Tillis says, is that China is playing a long game and is hoping Trump loses the election. Trump, he says, is confronting China in a way that no other Democratic or Republican president has.
So we get frustrated with the president because we say, you got to solve this trade deal. China says all we've got to do is wait out President Trump. We've got to recognize that the long-term economic consequences of expecting a quick fix could be devastating business within the next 10 or 15 years.
Much of the roundtable focused on protecting American intellectual property, which Tillis says is critical to keeping the nation's economic supremacy. Tillis was asked about the president's tweet, in which he wrote that American companies are hereby ordered to immediately start looking for an alternative to China. That could include moving back to the United States. To do that, Trump has cited the International Emergency Economic Powers Act of 1977. That law gives the president power to control economic transactions during a national emergency, though experts have said it's only been used to levy sanctions against foreign governments. Tillis says he doesn't know about the details of that law. He says China makes similar demands of its companies.
On the one hand, people would be disturbed by it. On the other hand, China tells their businesses what to do every single day.
Tillis' primary opponent is Raleigh businessman Garland Tucker, who says Tillis isn't conservative enough and hasn't consistently supported the president. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.